From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Iraq's foreign minister, Hoshyar Zebari, charged that the bombers who targeted government ministries had collaborators within Iraqi security service. At least 100 people died in the most devastating attacks this year. NPR's Deborah Amos has more from Baghdad.
At least 11 members of Iraq's security services have been arrested in the aftermath of a deadly breach of security. Foreign Minister Zebari charged that security officers facilitated the truck bomb with 2 tons of explosives, despite a ban on large trucks near government ministries. A surveillance video shows the truck driver moving easily through traffic moments before the blast. In the 6 weeks since U.S. troops moved out of Iraqi cities, attacks are rising, said Zebari.
Now they have focused their main attention on Baghdad.
The strike on the capital, with nearly 100 dead and hundreds injured, took the biggest toll at the foreign ministry and the surrounding neighborhood. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Baghdad.
FBI Director Robert Mueller, angry with Scotland's decision to release a convicted terrorist, has sent a scathing letter to his Scottish counterpart. He said Scotland's actions make a mockery of the grief of families who lost their own in the 1988 bombing of Pan Am Flight 103. 270 people were killed, including many Syracuse University students. Kentucky prison guards have begun transferring some of the 1,200 inmates at a Bergen facility where a riot erupted last night. Inmates set fire to the prison. Several of them suffered minor injuries. Charles Compton reports from member station WEKU in Richmond, Kentucky.
The prison riot broke out shortly after dinner at the North Point Training Center in Boyle County. The medium-security prison, which has over 1,200 inmates, is situated southwest of Lexington in central Kentucky. Prison guards and state police immediately surrounded the prison as fires were set in North Point's medical building, kitchen, canteen, and multipurpose building. A state spokesperson says at sunset, a riot response team used chemical agents to subdue the prisoners. Most immediately surrendered, but Kentucky's Secretary of Justice and Public Safety says about 100 inmates held out until 10:30 last night. No staff or officers were injured, but according to the governor's office, several inmates sustained minor injuries. For NPR News, I'm Charles Compton in Salt Lake, Kentucky.
Healthcare overhaul has again dominated the Democratic and Republican weekly addresses. President Obama used his message to urge Americans to have an honest debate rather than buy into false claims by the GOP. But Republican Congressman Tom Price of Georgia says it's the president who's not being honest about his proposal to change the health care system. The GOP argues the plan, estimated to cost $1 trillion over 10 years, will severely compromise health care in the U.S. This is NPR. Hurricane Bill is getting weaker as it moves toward the eastern coast. Its top winds are down to 100 miles per hour. The storm is not expected to hit land, but it is generating dangerous waves and riptides. A tropical storm warning went into effect for parts of Massachusetts, including Martha's Vineyard, where President Obama and his family are spending their vacation. The sale of one of the most storied baseball franchises in the U.S. is finally a done deal. The Chicago-based Tribune Company has announced an agreement to sell the Chicago Cubs. From Chicago, NPR's David Shaper has details.
The buyer is the Ricketts family. Joe Ricketts is founder of the online brokerage firm TD Ameritrade, and the deal for a 95% stake in the team is valued at $845 million, the most ever for a Major League Baseball franchise. Tribune Company put the popular team and its iconic ballpark up for sale in 2007 and hoped to pull in $1 billion or more. But the process was slowed by a failed attempt to sell Wrigley Field separately, the collapse of the credit markets, and Tribune's bankruptcy filing. Though the Cubs are best known for not winning a World Series in 100 years and counting, Joe Ricketts says Cubs fans are the greatest in the world, and we count our family among them. He's not kidding. The family bid was led by 43-year-old investment banker Tom Ricketts, who once lived in an apartment across the street from Wrigley and met his wife sitting in the bleachers. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.
South Korea plans to host a North Korean delegation tomorrow. It's a rare meeting between the longtime rivals. The Yonhap News Agency reports the North Korean delegates will deliver a letter from their president, Kim Jong-il. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.